أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. We are going to discuss inshallah verse number 5 of Surah Al-Mulk. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. We have certainly adorned the lowest heaven with lamps and made them missiles against the devils, and we have prepared for them punishment of the blaze. After mentioning the creation of the seven heavens, where Allah was explaining the power, the kingdom of everything that's at the beginning of the surah was mentioned, تبارك الذي بيده الملك. And then there was our attention was drawn towards death and life, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. He created death and life to test who's best in the conduct. And then the creation of the layers of this existence in which we are, layers of heavens, which, as I said, one layer is physical, the other six layers are non-physical. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. You don't see any lapse in the creation of God. All these heavens are actually somehow one is encompassing the other, not physically, but metaphysically, in terms of dimension, higher dimensions. Now it comes to the lowest heaven, the first one, the closest one. Sama'ud dunya. Dunya means closer. And of course, when we talk about hayatud dunya, the life of this world, this is the closer life. The life which is closest to us, then of course we come to another life which is now far away from us, but inshallah we'll enter it. That's Hayatul Akhirah. So, after the seven heavens, now we come to the lowest one, which is our concern. The other heavens are not our concerns, because those are the abodes of the angels. Those are where, of course, our hand, our mind, our heart even cannot penetrate. So, the lowest heaven, لَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. This is repeated in the Quran to tell us that whatever you see in this creation is the first layer, first dimension, lowest dimension of the creation. سَمَاءُ الدُّنْيَا, that is the whole universe, the whole space that we see, is adorned by stars and planets, as it's called here, the lamps, because they appear to us as lamps. Sama ad-dunya bi-masabi. This is very clear, but we come to a very, very difficult aspect now, which has perplexed the commentators of the Quran. Waja'alnaha, and we have made that. What that refers to, of course, all the exegetes would refer this back to the lamps, to the stars and planets. جَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ, missiles or repellents for the devils, that they should not come close. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. This is in this world, if they want to trespass their limits, of course, they are going to be hit by these lamps, so to speak. And of course, Later on, we have prepared for them the punishment of blaze. Now, what does that mean? Because this has repeated in the Quran several times, that the planets, the stars, the kawakib, so to speak, the nujum, these are repellents of the evils, or of the devils, of evil creatures. We have to find out what's the meaning of this. First of all, why God has mentioned this for us? What's the use of it? Because some exegetes have said, we just take a sort of manifest meaning for this. As it is mentioned, yes, God says here that there are devils who want to penetrate into the, going through the first heaven, and these stars and planets are like arrows. They are repellents, they are like missiles. Hit them if they want to go. We don't say anything more than this because it's useless, first of all, to think about it. It's not our concern. We have to concern ourselves with more practical things in the Quran rather than these very abstract meanings. One of those who have said this is Muhammad Abduh in his tafsir, Fi Dhilal al-Quran, that we just take the sort of apparent meaning of it and we say we believe in it. There's no use in analyzing it. There's no use in going deep into it. Now, I wonder, can we take anything in the Quran like that? I mean, when God talks about Arsh, talks about Kursi, talks about Qalam, talks about Lawh, these things which are metaphors for higher things, should we just say, okay, we believe in it, that's all, and we don't have any means to understand it, and we don't want to understand it, we just, آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا, this is what we say, we believe in it, all is from our Lord. Well, the problem with this attitude or this approach, the problem with this approach is that we somehow deprive ourselves from the knowledge which is somehow being conveyed to us by the Quran. And we cannot just say, we take whatever it is said, there is an apparent meaning for it, we believe in that apparent meaning, and we don't investigate, we don't go deep in that. Okay, I think that's clear. There is a reason why God mentions this to us. And there are many things that God has not mentioned, of course, in the Quran or anywhere else. Allah may have creatures which never, ever we would come to know them at all until the end of eternity, because they are not related to us. There are certain things which are related to us, certain things which we have to know, and that is why it's mentioned in the Quran. Otherwise, Quran would not have made a mention of them. The personality is mentioned in the Quran. Why Allah says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ, make a mention of Maryam in the Quran. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ, make a mention of Idris in the book. Because there is a wisdom behind it. There is some enlightenment coming from it. So we cannot say, we just take the apparent meaning as a soul. However, even if we want to take the apparent meaning of it and believe in it, what is the apparent meaning of this? What is the meaning of this? That the planets and stars are missiles, are fireballs, with which we repel the devils who want to come close. Now, the majority of the exegetes have taken this in a very simple way, that, okay, the meaning is God has created this firmament. This is the lowest heaven, so to speak, the firmament. And this firmament has certain protections in it. If the devils want to go and listen to what is in the higher world, the world of angels, there are meteors, there are fireballs, falling stars that we see sometimes, which, if they want to penetrate and go and listen, these fireballs would come and hit them. فَأَتْبَعَهُ شَهَابٌ مُبِينٌ. A very manifest fireball comes and hits them, pierces them. But Shahab, now we have in many other verses talking about these missiles as Shahab. Shahab are the meteors, so to speak. And meteors, sometimes we see these falling stars, so to speak, falling. They are not stars, of course. They are asteroids which come into the atmosphere of the Earth. They burn, and we see something burning coming down. And usually the Exodus say these are the ones. These are these meteors which are Shahabun Mubin, going after these devils who want to go and listen. Now, let us, for understanding one verse in the Quran, we have to refer to other verses as well. It's very important. Because the Quran, يُفَسَّرُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. Some parts of it explain other parts of it. To really find what is the meaning of this, because Quran is very concise sometimes, we have to refer to other verses in the Quran to see what meaning we can get from this. And this is the methodology that the A'imma from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam has taught us. Whenever they, for example, people ask them about explanation of a verse, they mention another verse in explanation. And it is a sort of self-contained book that everything you can find in it by itself and in itself. And this is a method that some exegetes of early history and later some contemporary exegetes have adopted, especially the one who has adopted this method massively. And actually this is the method that he uses in Tafsir of the Quran is Allama Tawatawai in Tafsir al-Mizan. And he says that my teacher, Allama Qazi Tabatabai, who was a teacher of Irfan and such things, he told me, he said, Muhammad Hussein, if you want to explain the Quran, explain it by itself. And he adopted the method, and of course his method is quite unique. He doesn't use traditions, he doesn't use philosophy, he doesn't use anything like that in explanation of the Quran. He says, this book doesn't need other sources to come and explain it. It can explain itself. It's a self-contained book. So, what are other verses talking about this incident of devils being driven away by these lamps or these fireballs or whatever it is? First, in Surah Hijr, chapter 15, وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. We have made buruj, these constellations in the heaven, and we have adorned it for anyone who sees, who can see that. It is adorned. It's very beautiful. When you look at the stars, it's very beautiful. Of course, it's not created for that reason, but when you look at it, it's very beautiful. Anything that Allah has created, because Allah, apart from being a sort of a very creative, having a very able creative hand, has a very artistic quality as well. I'm talking in our language. So beauty, wisdom, knowledge all go hand in hand. So زَيَّنَّهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ وَحَفِظْنَاهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ. And we have protected it from any driven devil, shaitan. إِلَّا مَنْ اسْتَرَقَ السَّمَاءَ. They cannot come. They cannot come through, they cannot penetrate into the higher heavens unless if someone just eavesdrop. Some of these devils who try to eavesdrop, فَأَتْبَعَهُ شَهَابٌ مُبِينٌ. A very clear, a very brilliant shahab, which is a fireball or lightning, something like that, it would follow it and would hit it. This is one verse in Surah Hijr. In Surah Safat, Inna zayyanna sama'a dunya bezinatin al kawakib. We have adorned the lowest heaven with the adornment of the planets and stars. Again, you see, lowest heaven is this universe. It's very clear. What goes beyond that, the second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, these are other dimensions. These belong to malakut, not to mulk, belong to non-physical realm, not to the physical realm. So the lowest heaven we have adorned with the adornment of the planets. وَحِفْظًا مِنْ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ. And we have protected it from any driven devil. لَا يَسَّمَّعُونَ إِلَى الْمَلَأِ الْأَعْلَى. They cannot eavesdrop. They cannot eavesdrop. يَسَّمَّعُونَ. They cannot eavesdrop to the higher council. They cannot know what is going on, what decisions God is going to make. You know, decisions are made in a phased, staged way in this world. Of course, for God there is no time. Then certain acts should be done, for example, until next year. It is decided, decreed, it is revealed to the higher council of angels. That's how the Laylatul Qadr works, isn't it? That we say that Allah would decree, destine whatever is going to happen until next year for everyone. Not that Allah has time. No. Whatever should be done is revealed to the angels of the highest level. Then they, of course, have angels under them. They reveal them gradually to these angels and they work it out. Now, sometimes we want to know about the future. What decisions are being made in this higher realm, Mala'ul A'la. The devils want to go and listen and then come back and inform their culprits, for example, about what's happening in the higher world. So la yasamma'una ila al-mala'il a'la. They cannot eavesdrop to the higher council. Wa yuqdhafuna min kulli janib. They will be hit from they will be pelted from every direction. Duhuran, they are driven away. Wa lahum adhabun wasib. They have continuous punishment. Illa man khatif al-khatif. Of course they cannot do it. It's very difficult, it's very torturous for them to come and do it. Now, sometimes some of them who are more able, they can penetrate. And if they do that, it's a very complicated world, of course. You may say, why God allows it? It's a very complicated world. If they do that, then a piercing fireball will hit them. فَأَتْبَعَهُ شَهَابٌ ثَقِبٌ. This is in Surah Safat. In Surah Fussilat, again, something like that. So what does all that mean? Now, as I said, the Exodus, I have kept one verse here, which is very, of course, the clue to all these. I will mention later on. The Exodus say, yes, this is in the physical world. Some of these devils want to go and eavesdrop. They go to certain places in the universe and sit there to listen. And then Shahabun Saqib come and hits them. Now, the problem with this explanation is that here in Surah Mulk, it says that Inna وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَةٍ الْكَوَاكِبِ. Now, these stars and planets themselves are not going to hit the shayateen. There are these meteors which go and hit them. Shahab, fireballs, not planets. So what is the problem here is that here it says it's the planets, the stars, which are made shahab to hit the devils. And in other places, it says there's no mention of planets or anything. It's just Shahabun Thaqib which goes and hits them. Now, the Exodus here have said that, okay, although the planets and the stars are not the ones or the means which hits these devils, the asteroids which are going around these planets are part of them. They hit them. And these asteroids are, or meteors, for example, they hit these devils and shayateen, and therefore the verse is complete, and we can say that the shayateen go here and there and try to listen to eavesdrop. Why they want to eavesdrop? To destroy the plans of God, actually. They want to listen, hear, find out, destroy the plans of God. Now, there are many problems with this explanation. This is the sort of mainstream explanation of this verse by many exegetes. There are many problems with this. First of all, this is a confusion between two categories of physical and metaphysical. How could a physical sort of realm be protection from the metaphysical realm? It cannot be. It's a confusion between two categories. Secondly, meteors are not in somehow in the universe. You know, we know meteors or these fireballs or falling stars, they are asteroids which enter the atmosphere of a planet. And of course, we don't see it about other planets. What we see are the atmosphere, these asteroids entering the atmosphere of the Earth, or part of comets, for example, entering into the atmosphere of the atmosphere of the Earth burns them. They are burnt by the, of course, friction with the atmosphere of the Earth. So when they come and fall on the Earth, they don't make much damage. Is there a sort of other dimension for these meteors that we cannot see, that they are hitting devils as well? Well, it's very difficult to accept that. Therefore, other exegetes have tried to find other explanations for this. For example, Azi Beizawi, who is a very respectful exegete of the 8th century Islamic calendar, he says, زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيهِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا means ذُنُونًا. One of the meanings of رُجُوم is ذُنُون, guesses, conjectures. We have made these planets and stars and constellations as means of conjecture for devils. You know, this horoscopy. Of course, he believes that any horoscope, anyone who practices horoscopy, is a devil. So this is a means for them. جَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِ. Well, he, of course, this is not his opinion. He reports it from someone who doesn't mention it, but this doesn't go at all with other verses of which talk about this. We have to compare between the verses. The other explanation is that there are, of course, many brilliant, there is knowledge in the higher world, brilliant insights in the higher world. And only those with pure heart can have access to that realm, can have access to insight and knowledge. And if these people want to approach the higher realm, like for example about the Quran, which says, it says in Surah Waqi'ah, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, no one can touch this book. That's the meaning of this book, except those who are pure or purified in heart. These are the people who can touch the meanings of this book. Others cannot touch the meanings. You see, we recite the Quran, we don't understand much about it. Sometimes we get bored. But, for example, the Prophet, peace be on him, recited the Quran every night for several hours. Why? It was revealed to himself. Why should he recite it? Did he recite it for Sawab? Certainly not. Because the pure heart could somehow excavate meanings out of these words. Fresh meanings every time that he recited it. Not that he just recited for the thawab of it, or to repeat it. Why Allah is mentioning this to him? إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We want to throw at you a heavy word, a heavy meaning. These heavy meanings, it is thrown at the pure hearts when they recite the Quran. So, those with pure heart can touch the meanings of this book. Those without pure heart, of course. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is a noble book. فِي كَتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ. It's in a hidden, sealed book. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. Only those with pure heart can touch the meanings of it. So, some have said the meaning is very metaphorical. The insight into the higher world, the knowledge which exists there, the knowledge which angels are aware of, is not given to anyone. Whether it's about the knowledge of events or future or whatever, or it's about the knowledge about God, about the higher realm, except those with pure heart. But sometimes we know that certain people and certain jinn, both of them. Now, shayateen, devils, can be human devils and can be jinn devils. It's not only jinn. Sometimes these people with certain methods, like self-mortification, life prolonged riyaza, prolonged self-restriction of anything that they desire. With these methods, they want to have access to those meanings. And they can do it. We know that they can do it. We know that there are many people, even those who are kafir, who sometimes they don't have any respect for God at all. But with certain practices, with certain methods, they find ways to that world, to that realm. Knowing about what is going on, future. Now, these verses say that if anyone wants to do that, whether among human beings or among the jinn, there's no difference. If anyone wants to do it, if they want to come through this with this method, not with the right method of pure heart, they come. Of course, for pure heart, everything is open. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا أَنَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. Those who are kafir, those who are ungrateful disbelievers, and they are arrogant, the doors of heaven would not open for them. But for the pure, of course, the doors of heaven is open. They can see things, they can hear things, they can understand things about the world of angels. So these people, the door is open for them. But for the devils, whether human or jinn, is closed. But if they want to come through other methods, if they want to come by self-mortification, by riyaza, by what they call mystical practices or whatever, if they want to come by that way, we will hit them with a lightning from the spiritual world. This is nothing physical anymore. Shahabun Saghib or Shahabun Mubin, فَأَتْبَأَهُ Shahabun Mubin. They are hit with that lightning, they are destroyed. They may gain something at the beginning, they may find a way to penetrate at the beginning, but eventually they are destroyed by this lightning which comes, these fireballs, spiritual fireballs, which come and hit their heart and their soul, and they are destroyed. Now, this meaning seems a bit plausible. I mean, it is something which happens, of course. And we know that people are of two kinds. Those who want to have access to the spiritual world, about two kinds. One kind are those who only try to purify themselves, to obey God, worship God, purify themselves. Then the doors are open to them. They can see the things that other people cannot see. There is another group who are arrogant. They do not want to humble themselves to God, but they want to find a way there. And they do it by very evil methods sometimes. Sometimes very evil methods they do it. You know, sometimes they have to desecrate, for example, certain religious sacraments to reach there. Now, if they want to do it and they can find some way, then of course they are hit. First of all, it's closed. حفظاً من كل شيطان مار, is completely protected. But if someone can do that and come, إلا من استرق السام أو خطف الخطفة, then they are hit. Now, the only problem is that this explanation does not conform with what we have in Surah Al-Jinn. In Surah Al-Jinn, we have a different explanation of this. The Surah Al-Jinn somehow enlightens us about the situation in a better way. Now, look at what it says in Surah Al-Jinn. Surah Al-Jinn is very enlightening with regards to our knowledge about these creatures. Now, as I said, God may have many creatures which he has made no mention of it. God doesn't want to boast for us. I mean, who are we? Just small, tiny particles. He never wants to boast to us that what have I created. But if there is anything which is related to us, like these jinn, they are related to us because sometimes they become shayateen. And sometimes they want to play with us. We want to play with them. There's sort of this penetration into these different worlds from both sides. And both sides, if they do it, are going to be punished. Whether we want to manipulate them or they want to manipulate us, that we are going to be punished. There's no difference. For that reason, some explanation of this world is given to us. And Surah Al-Jinn is a sort of surah in which it's an autobiography, so to speak. The jinn try to introduce themselves. First of all, why they go astray. Why they are fooled sometimes, for example, by different ideas. Why they worship other than God, for example. Because they are like us. We worship God, we worship other than God. Some jinn worship God, some jinn worship other than God. It's like us. Now, in that surah about this a particular thing is the surah which talks about their aptitude, their ability to go and eavesdrop to the world of angels. Listen, come back, and it's a waste of their time, of course. You know, many a time, what these practices are a waste of time, whether for us or for jinn. Because what they did with that, they used to eavesdrop, hear things about future, what Allah has destined for future, for example, and has revealed it to angels. And then they came to this kahana, the sorcerers, and informed them. And they informed people and took money. What benefit came to this jinn? Just they enjoyed it. Yeah, nothing. They wasted their time. Sometimes we think we waste our time. After I finish, okay? I had a friend, some of you have heard this from me before, who could see through the soul of people, their past and their pure future. Because everything in us is somehow recorded in our soul. Whatever we are going to decide to do, he could have some vision of it. Not, of course, completely. And sometimes he was confused. He didn't know what means what. Things are coming. What do they mean? So I was true. He was an honest man. He didn't do it for money or anything. He had this ability. And it was a gift. He was not a very practicing person, for example, doing all these practices. No. It was a gift. He said, since childhood, I was given this gift. When I looked at someone, I knew what is he going to do in future. What was his past? I could tell. And he was true. Myself, many of my friends, we went to him. He told many things which were amazing, amazing. That how did he know this? And then he talked about the world of angels, all these things, how this knowledge comes down, how the knowledge is imparted to different people, to saints, to others. Then one day I was going to Hajj. And I went to visit him and say goodbye to him. He was an old man. He has passed away now. After I said I'm going to Hajj, so he said, Al-Tamasa Dua and all these things, then he suddenly started to cry loud, cried and cried. And I asked him, what has happened? He said, you know, you are lucky people. You are now going to Hajj, of course, going to worship God. I have lost I have wasted my life because of my gift. How? Instead of promoting myself with this gift, instead of doing Salatul Layl, instead of doing all the recommended things, mustahabbat, these things, people invited me to their houses, and usually these people who want to know about these things and invite such personalities are non-practicing people. I knew, because I knew which houses they used to go. People who drank wine, who did not pray, they wanted to know about their future. Always they invited him, and of course, certain other people. He said, you know, I wasted my life just looking at people's past and future. What benefit it gives me? What benefit it gives me? I lost my gift instead of, as I said, promoting myself by Salatul Layl, by prayers, by worship. And he was very remorseful for that. So, you see, sometimes we don't know that certain spiritualities are a waste of time. It's not a spirituality, it's just waste of certain aptitudes in ourselves. Now here, the jinn were doing this, and the jinn were actually wasting their lives by doing this, going and eavesdropping, trying to listen, and such things. Now here it says, "Inna lamasna sama." It talks about the Quran being revealed. Now a prophet has come, "Qul uhiya ilayya," a prophet did not see this jinn. Later on, after they had listened to him, verses were revealed to him that قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجَنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Say, it is revealed to me. So when the jinn were around, he didn't feel that. After they left, and these verses were revealed, say, it is revealed to me that a group of jinn were listening while I was reciting. While I was reciting, probably in his Salatul Layl, in one of his journeys, in one of the mosques, a group of jinn were passing by and they heard. They heard the Prophet reciting the Quran. أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجَنِّ. A group of jinn. And he was a very good jinn. They were very sort of benevolent and pious people. Not pious people, pious jinn. I don't know how we have to refer to jinn people or jinn. They may be insulted if you say pious people. They say, wow, we are not people, we are jinn. Now, فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. They said, we have heard an amazing recitation. An amazing recitation. يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ. It is certainly guiding to rectitude. Guiding to right path. Amanna bihi. We believe. So there and then, as soon as they heard, they believed. Okay? Then they start to say, why, for example, we used to associate partners with God? Because we thought that those who had taught us these things, they never lie us. Now we realize that we were cheated, we were deceived, and all these things. Then they say, after this recitation had come down, Inna lamasna sama. We went to do the same. Now, not particularly this group, jinn in general. We used to go, we touched the heavens, the sama, the sama dunya. We touched it. Fawajadnaha muli'at harasan shadidan wa shuhuba. Now, this shahab is mentioned here. We found the heaven filled with gods, heavy gods. Angels, of course. Washuhuba. These gods had these lightnings. Now, can we say this is physical? Of course not. It's not physical. They are not talking about physical thing. They're talking about going and touching the heaven to find out, and they see angels, and angels don't have this physical shahaba. Mule'at harasan shadidan washuhuba. Now, the amazing thing is that it was not like that before. Before this Quran was revealed, it wasn't like that. It wasn't, the gods were not as heavily crowded and heavily armed before. We could do it. وَإِنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ. We had found some loopholes. between this realm and that realm. We used to sit and listen and find out. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنِ. Now, after this recitation has come down, after this prophet is appointed, whoever wants to eavesdrop, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَسَدًا. They found one of these shahab coming and hitting them, destroying them. So, what we can gather here is that, first of all, these sets of verses are not talking about physical realm. They're talking about protection of the higher realm from this physical realm. Yeah. Sama'ud dunya is protected. Therefore, how we translate this verse? وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. We have certainly adorned the lowest heaven with lamps. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا. And we have made it the heaven, not the stars. The crux of the bat is that most of the exegetes have returned this zamir, this pronoun, to stars, that we have made the stars a protection from any trespasser. No. The heaven, the first heaven itself, is made in a way that no one can penetrate from it to the higher realm, and unless the pure, of course. So, جَعَلْنَاهَا جَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ. We have made the heaven, the universe, رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. On the boundaries of it, there are these, of course, gods, angels, who do not let anyone to eavesdrop in the higher realm. Now, the verses, for example, in Surah Fussilat, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَهِيَ دُخَانٌ وَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ ائْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. We created seven heavens in 2 days, two phases. وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا. And to every heaven we revealed how it should work. أَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا. We revealed how it should work. وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ. The lowest heaven, of course, we adorn with the lamps. وَحِفْظَ. And it is a protection. So it's not the lamps which are protection. It is the heaven which is a protection, the universe. Now we can see ourselves, because we are bound in this physical world, we cannot go up. We cannot see anything above, except if we are pure. If we are impure, we may try to do it from different ways. This is in human world. Of course, in jinn world, it is much more intensified. If we are not purified, and we try through other methods to find out what's going on above, what's going on in the spiritual world, then, of course, we are hit with these gods. They don't allow us. Initially, we may find something, but we may just خطف الخطف, snatch something from that world, as is mentioned here. We may snatch something, but eventually that will destroy us. The angels would destroy us. And this would be more manifest in the world of jinn, who are more sort of agile in moving between the two worlds. If the heart is pure, there's no need for such a thing. The protection comes from the devils. Shayateen. جَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. The devils would be repelled from my proximity. Would be repelled from the world of angels. Would be repelled from the secrets of the creation. Now in human world we see this very clearly. I mean, when someone's heart is impure, they cannot even see the signs of God in this world, isn't it? They are repelled from even seeing the signs of God. They see whatever we see. They see whatever the believers see. For the believers, this is a way to God. For the disbelievers, this is a way away from God. Now, in our human world, this is like that. Now, when we come to devils in jinn world, of course, it's the same. However, I don't think we need to somehow differentiate with the world between the world of jinn and human beings. It's the same. There are missiles coming from whoever, for whoever wants to eavesdrop to the other world without permission, without password, so to speak. You need a password. And that password is purity of the heart. If the heart is pure, it's welcome. You are just say the word of the night and going. If the heart is impure, it is impossible for you to find a way to that world. From the basics, like for example seeing the signs of God, to the most elevated levels, like for example knowing about the secrets of creation, why God has created the watermelon. I don't know. It's very delicious. But is it why he has created it? These are secrets. Why God has created, for example, people in different shapes? Why God gives different ages to people? Why God has created cockroaches, very hateful creatures? Why? Of course, these are secrets of creation. We don't know. However, if you move a bit higher, these secrets are kept from us. And sometimes these very questions would make us more evil, isn't it? Say, oh, we don't know. Why? If I was God, I wouldn't have created a cockroach. So God didn't know. And that's why he has created a cockroach. He didn't know how to create, for example. So sometimes these things would keep us, take us farther and farther away from God. But the pure heart, of course, they are humble, and they know that God's wisdom prevails over all wisdoms. And therefore, they are allowed to go in, and gradually they realize, they know things. So this verse, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ, we have adorned the lower heaven. The previous verse talked about the seven heavens. Now, the lowest heaven, which is the universe, which is the physical world, the physical realm, we have adorned it with lamps, and we have made this heaven, this physical world, rujuman lishayatin. It would repel any shaitan. Now, it would repel, it may mean two things. One meaning is that the very nature of this world is that you cannot somehow go beyond it if you are bound in this physical world. But this doesn't conform with other verses. The other meaning is that, yes, there are gods there. They will not allow anything, anyone. If you are not mahram, as the poet Hafez mentions, if you are not sort of close to the world of higher realm, they never would allow you to enter that. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. Not only this punishment is in this world, it goes to the next world as well. The punishment of the blaze. Now, why the blaze? Why this punishment continues? In addition to what comes in this world, inshallah, we'll discuss about that next week. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى الطَّاهِرِينَ. Thank you.
Ya Latif, oh.